If you're a parent with a child who has ADD or ADHD, there are some things you need to do. One of them is get organized. We want to talk about that again today.
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J, and this week, addressing the topic of children with ADD and ADHD. We've given some hope earlier this week when we talked about it, and some tips on how to get organized. That was yesterday's program, and there's more to that list, so we want to cover that in today's program. You can hear this all over again, and even hear yesterday's program online at parentingtoday.org. Even share the program with other parents that you think might benefit from hearing this. So yesterday we talked about giving specific instructions, not just clean your room, but take these toys, put it up there and all that. Assign tasks that your child is capable of doing on their own. It's not going to be house beautiful or perfect or the way you like it, but the way the child can actually do it. And also get into routine. That's also very important. If you're going to put routines together too, it's always good to involve the child. Okay, let's do this together. How are we going to find a system that works for you and kind of make it fun also? That was our big point yesterday. Life can be fun, but it has to be almost intentional sometimes. Fun does happen at the spur of the moment sometimes, but you can intentionally make a lot of things fun in life.
It's very important for today's child to find fun. I want to stop right here for a second and just give credit where credit is due. This list that we're reading, I did get from attitudemag.com. That's ADDITUDEmag.com. They are a tremendous help for parents with ADD or spouses with ADD, parents with children with ADD and spouses with ADD. We want to help, but sometimes we get so frustrated or our expectations are so out of whack on what we expected our child to be or to be able to do. And sometimes well-meaning people don't help. Look, if you just discipline this child, you wouldn't have this problem. That's not true. The ADD and ADHD are a reality. Attention deficit disorder, it's a reference to a brain disorder. I mean, and there's a lot of things. There are people that are predisposed to addiction. We've discovered that now.
Right.
So there's a lot of, they're still trying to find out all that's wrong with me. I mean, there's a lot of stuff out there that we're all dealing with. I think one of the more significant things that I love on this list is expect gradual improvement. We're so instant in our stuff. I've been trying this and it's not working. And it's not working.
But you did it yesterday. You put all your toys away yesterday. Why can't you do it today?
Because it's a new day, Mom. And it's a here I am.
Yeah.
One of the things that's confusing sometimes for new house parents is how is it that we have the same routine for all the children at Sheridan House? And yet some of them, and you don't finish Sheridan House at any magical moment. There are some things you need to accomplish when you're living in one of the children's homes at Sheridan House. And these homes are for middle school age children. And some of them accomplish it in 8 months and go back home. Some of them have been with us 6 years. I mean, it just depends on your own progress.
Yeah.
And if you've got a child with ADD, ADHD, while you're learning their routine that they function the best in, it's going to take patience. It's going to take the fun that you talked about, but it's also going to take having boundaries and consequences for violating the boundaries and expect improvement, but it's going to be very, very slow. And here's the bummer. When they hit the age where they go out the door, they're awesome and they leave and somebody else gets to have them. And it's
horrible. You did all the hard work.
Yes, here they are and it's awesome. I mean, I finally put it together for me. And I want to say this also because some wonder, well, how will they ever go to college? I spent an extra year. I got out of high school when I was 19 and found a college that worked for me and Maryville College, which was great for me. I did well on testing, except the long testing where you'd sit at an SAT and I would do the first half of the SAT and then I just bubble it and I'm done. But I was able to do other tests very, very well. And I tested well and I got into a college and learning study skills for the first time my freshman and sophomore year were very challenging. Came to Christ and realized that I could actually study between class rather than bulk it all up and try to study at night. And it worked. And I was on the dean's list from that point on. It just, everything worked for me. And, you know, I've got 4 degrees today, undergraduate and 3 graduate degrees. So it did work. But in the process, my mom cried a lot in this process. I can just see her crying.
God bless her.
Yes, bless her heart is right. Expect gradual improvement. And I want to underline the word gradual rather than the line improvement. It's going to be gradual and communicate with the school teachers. Just like that mom communicated with you when you were teaching in Sunday school class. Communicate with the school teachers and get everybody on the same page. I think one of the most important things, and we've talked about this over and over and over and over and over, praise effort. You just got to praise their effort, not the results. The results are going to come. Praise effort. He was trying so hard that I came in and helped him finish the room. Praise effort. when kids are here at Sheridan House and they're trying, but they're trying to put it together. And we expect a lot when we send you to school. And we know they're making the effort. And yet they're coming home because the report they got from each teacher every day was not where it needs to be. And they're washing windows for that day. We're going to take time to praise the effort. Mm-hmm. Even the effort of the consequence of washing the windows is awesome. The job you're doing, I want to thank you. Well, I have to. Yeah, you do. But you're doing a great job.
Yeah, they're never quite happy about that. No.
I'm going to do what I can to make them laugh. Mm-hmm. One child was pushing a wheelbarrow the other day, and I was pulling on the property, and I pulled up in the car within an inch of him, and he turned around and jumped and burst out laughing. And I was going to honk, but I didn't want to give him a heart attack.
Right.
And I'm just going to make him laugh. I want to make him laugh. So, find time and praise effort. And I think one of the things that's important, allow for some free time. Mom, I need to run. If I'm little, on the way home, stop at the park. Let me get on the swings and swing and swing and swing and swing and go up and down the slide or whatever. I just need to have, let me go. I just need to go for broke here. Let me have that time to go. Yes. And if none of this is working, that's when you do seek help. You've put this together and it's not working and you go seek help and sit with somebody, first of all, that helps you determine the level of the ADD, ADHD, and someone maybe who can help you determine while you make the decision, medication or not, but also then a behavioralist like me that can help you get into a system of how you get this child in a routine that the child can succeed at, and then you add to the routine and add to routine. And if the child's succeeding, you're acting like they just sunk a three-pointer every time because it is for them a three-pointer.
Right.
In fact, for them, it's a half-court shot. And so you go crazy.
Yeah. And, it takes a while for this to happen, actually. But you also have to keep the end result in mind. This is going to be years of you training this child, as it is for any parenting job. But you have to keep the goal in mind, or else if you're just focusing on, I just want my kid to behave right now,
you're not training them up in the way that they should go. You're handcuffing them so that they will go the way you want them to go.
Right. Or keep your life not so distracted, you know?
I can do all things through the help of Christ who gives me the strength I need. Mm-hmm. And he knows the plans he has for me. And so he knew this plan here. Mm-hmm. And what can we say? It says in Romans 8 about such wonderful things as these. If God's for us, who can be against us? You can do this. The mom and or the dad can do this. This can be done. Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of focusing on long-term goals, but short-term successes. Mm-hmm. The long-term goals, I want to send this child out the door as a fully functioning adult. God knows what this child is going to do. He knows the plans he has for him. I don't know what this child is going to do, but I know I want to help him deal with this specific issue. This child has an issue of focus and attention, and I want to help them learn how to handle this, help them learn how to make their little lists on their card or in their smartphone or whatever it is. I want to help them learn that you can do this and rely on tools to help them do this. And again, and I can't emphasize this magazine enough, the magazine that you can get online, ADDitude, ADDITUDE mag.com.
It's like attitude, but with double D's.
That's exactly. It will help immensely. In the process, this is a child who's caused so much frustration that no one ever listens to this child.
Mm.
Nighttime is a great time. Walking, taking this child for walks is a great time. Getting their little legs moving. Doing a project in the garage with this child and getting this child to talk to you while you're doing something is so important. No one listens to this child because I feel like I'm a nuisance.
Mm-hmm.
And so when no one listens, that's when you get outbursts from me. I'm very frustrated because someone just like me. And
everyone's scolding me all the time because
like
I'm touching
me.
Stuff.
And that means be careful how you respond to this behavior. Be careful.
Mm-hmm.
Work very hard. The prayer ought to be, Lord, help me stay focused. Help me stay calm. Yes. And help me manage this routine and help me absolutely be praising the child, which obviously it's a no-brainer here. That means patient.
Yes.
That means in 1 Corinthians where it defines how you love this child, it says love is patient and kind.
Mm.
Am I patient and kind with this child who is not the Norman Rockwell child? Not that anybody is.
Mm-hmm.
And so help with this child. But remember, if I'm an ADHD child, I need to do something. Let me go do something.
Find things for this. Build a playground somewhere.
They laugh in this building here. This is a 17,000 square foot office building, and there's about 12 people in it that work in this building, and plus the counselors in the counseling center, that every 40 to 45 minutes, I am moving.
Mm-hmm.
I'm walking around. There's a golf cart sometimes I drive around. I'm walking through the building.
You hum down the hallway.
I do hum down the hallway. I didn't realize I always do that, but I do. They know I'm coming, so I can't sneak up up on them, and I'm making people laugh, but I'm really doing it for me. Somebody says, so you're managing by walking around, which was an article a long time ago, management by walking around. I said, you know, I'd like to say that was my overt. I made that conscious decision to do that. I can't sit still any longer. I'm walking around. And my office is set up for people. Instead of a desk, it's like a big dining room conference table that with six chairs around it. We all meet around the table. I have to have some time as an ADHD adult. And it's the same with, you know, it's like friends playing golf with me. Say, we lose you about the 11th or 12th hole. And I say, it's too much golf.
Yeah.
Wow, 8 or 9 or 10 holes was fun. But so, wow, the rest of this, I'm crazy.
This whole internet fast-paced stuff is just glorious for you, isn't it? Smartphones.
The smartphone 4G, has been amazing for me. Yeah, it's been fun for me. But what's helped me immensely is my wife's taught me how to sit and talk. She really has. And somebody's asked me, how did she do that, man? And people that knew me in the past saying, wow, you were just constantly moving. And yet you sit out on your porch and talk for hours. How did she do that? The fact that she's beautiful doesn't hurt. I'm willing to sit and look at her all day. I'd probably read the dictionary out there just to be out there. But she's just taught me how to do that, which has been amazingly helpful because I come home after talking to people all day. But I think it's therapy. I think I want to make sure we hit some other things that are very, very important is that this child needs to find laughter because I don't feel too good about myself. I need to find laughter. I remember that in my life. There were people that just helped me laugh and helped me have fun and helped me do fun, ridiculous things. The power of touch and affection is beyond comprehension with this child. It's so important that this child gets touch, this child gets affection. And I think I just kind of have you alone a little bit, Mom. Can we just go do something? This is the child you don't want to take to the store when you go shopping, and this is the child you need to take to the store. This is the child that knocks over a display rack at the grocery store. Yes,
and wants to buy the entire candy section.
Yes, yes, and there it is. There's that thing, and I, honey, don't. And before you say, please don't touch. I've got it pulled out, and there's cans of beans all over the floor, and I'm once again a loser. You know, I once again did this. This child is so desperate to be valuable. Because this child is going to grow up and succeed if all of a sudden I have people who believe in me. You know, I played sports in middle school, in what we called then junior high. Mom showed up for practices. Now, I know everybody can't do that. You know, and I was no superstar. And Mom showed up for practices. And she was she was just one of the few people on the sidelines for practices. And I believed I was somebody to her. And so she invested in me, which helped me eventually feel good about me, which helped me slowly understand how to have that same relationship with God because he's so vested in me by dying for me. And so helping this relationship thing, but helping me know I'm important to somebody because people aren't going to be cheering me having the most points in the game.
Right.
Typically, that's not always true, but they're not. You know, I've got a friend named Heath Evans who's ADHD and was a fullback for New Orleans Saints and did phenomenal. And he and I together are hilarious because we're doing two conversations at once.
Right.
Yes, but it worked for him. Sports worked for him. Sports for me, it was too much concentration. I'm out watching other things going on. So whatever it is, find things you can cheer. Find projects you can cheer. Find things you can cheer. Make them short term. I need to be special to somebody. If I'm not, I'm going to find somebody out there that you don't want me to want to be special for. And I'm going to enter into some of these games on the internet you don't want me playing just to do it over and over and over so I can win. Because as an ADHD person or an ADD person, I can press reset and start over again and watch this interaction and do it over and become mesmerized by it. Mom, I need for you to be my greatest fan. And I need for you to handle discipline and routine in a way where there is a consequence, but the withdrawal of your love is not part of the consequence. And every night, I just need your hand on my little back, knowing you love me. You are the key to me succeeding at life.
You've been listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J, wrapping up a week talking about ADD and ADHD. And if you missed any of these programs, you can hear them all over again at parentingtoday.org. There's even links so you can share these programs or thoughts on Facebook, Twitter, and various other social media outlets. That's again at parentingtoday.org. And if you've been blessed by this series, by this program, and you want to give financially to Sheridan House Family Ministries. They are a nonprofit 501c3. You can do that online safely and securely at shfm.org. Even the resources you get online will help the ministry directly. That's short for Sheridan House Family Ministries, shfm.org. And we hope you'll join us next week for another series here on Parenting Today.